time for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Marianne Combs from NPR News is with us. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning. It's the fair.
It's the fair. The fair
is
upon us.
It's all about the fair.
It's true. We're going to be there. We're going to get the fair all over us.
It's millions and millions of people will be at the fair doing all sorts of things. And you know, I used to think of the fair as fried food and animals, farm animals.
Yeah.
That used to be my lasting impression of the fair. I was so wrong.
Yeah?
No, you know, and I actually put a call out to people on Facebook and said, hey, you know, I'm going to be talking about what you can do art-wise at the fair this year. What are your ideas? Overwhelmed.
Really?
With responses. Overwhelmed.
So, that's awesome. All right.
Yeah,
so do tell.
Well, first off, okay, of course there's the Fine Arts Building with its juried art show every year that has like all these Minnesota artists and all these different media. You know, there's paintings, there's sculpture, there's, you know, photography and drawings and all that.
Yeah, so, I always go, and if you've missed it, go.
It's
astonishing. It's great.
You know, it really great local artists are in this show. It's a really fine selection of work. It's juried. You know, you're going to see great stuff. So that's in the Fine Arts Building. Of course, there's the seed art show. Everybody goes and looks at the seed art. You know, people who've or crop art, people who've taken seeds and made portraits or, you know, landscapes using actual seeds of different things, whether it's corn or, you know, poppy seeds, you know, just like really fine tuning. But they're making these amazing portraits. So a lot of people always love to go see the seed art. Then so many people were like, 4-H building.
Yeah.
4-H building.
For art.
For art, for seeing the student art. And I have, in fact, Sid Solomon writes, I have a great comment from him here. He writes, I first encountered the 4-H State Arts Inn when I was still in college and performing on the Centennial Showboat. A few of us cast members were brought over to the fairgrounds to meet the participants and talk to them a bit about studying theater and being in a show. They were coming to see our production of The Importance of Being Earnest that night, and their enthusiasm was contagious, both in our Q&A session at the 4-H building and also later at the performance. So when the fair rolled around, I made sure to return the favor and come see their work. I was astonished.
Really?
I am sure that 99.9% of the Arts Inn participants do not end up working as professional artists, but in the dozens of performances they do at the fair in a given year, typically of a review-type show featuring popular music from the past 50 years, loosely plotted and tied around a theme, you will find an earnestness, enthusiasm, and unironic passion in performing that never fails to remind me why I work in the arts. Even now that I live in New York, I still make it back to the fair every year, and I never miss the Arts in show.
You know, that it reminds me, actually, that first of all, that is a fantastic testimonial.
Thank you, Sid.
Seriously, and it reminds me of when we had, I don't remember exactly in what capacity, but John Munson was performing at the NPR booth at a current broadcast one day. The bassist, John Munson, he's, you know, from Semisonic and Wits and et cetera, et cetera.
All that.
And he had just come off watching a fiddle competition at the State Fair. And he said it was one of the most marvelous and inspiring things he'd ever seen. And it's that kind of vibe. It's like if you want to be genuinely inspired, art is what it's about at the State Fair.
Exactly. And then, okay, now there's the Arts Affair Project where there are pop-up performances. These will either happen at the in the Education Building Courtyard or at the KSTP Heritage Plaza at the West End Market. They have Open Eye Figure Theater, great local puppetry theater in town. There's Voice of Culture Drum and Dance doing African style dance. There's Collide Theatrical Dance Company, Theater Unbound, Theater of Fools, Black Storytellers Alliance, just Green Tea Productions, other puppets, Z Puppets, Rosenschnauz, huge improv theater, all performing these performances that are, you know, that take place, you know, like in pop up and just show up for like a half an hour.
This is making
locations.
My head spin. I can't even follow all this.
So, I know, so again, it's so much.
This
so,
is like anywhere and everywhere?
Well, there are two different locations. Well, they'll just suddenly show up and start performing. So either you can go hang out at the Education Building Courtyard, which I've had recommended to me by several people, or the KSTP Heritage Plaza, which is located over the West End Market. So
yes.
Those two locations Every day, you'll like at 10 or 11 or 10:30 or 11:30, 12:30. There's a whole schedule, and you'll have the link later today on the current blog. But just have all these different things that you can see. The great performances for the family, dance, theater, puppetry, comedy, improv, all happening at the fair. Not just fried food and farm animals.
It's all true.
Can I underscore that? So that's at Arts Affair. Then other people have said International Bazaar, the Festival of Nations stage. Mm-hmm. They have all sorts of dance performances. There's Japanese dance demonstration, Norwegian musicians, Italian organ grinders, German accordionist, Spanish flamenco dance and guitar, Filipino dancers, Armenian dance ensemble. I mean, just all over the place. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So,
it's so great to be reminded of the breadth and depth of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and other people said, let's see, there's glass blowing demos at the Center for Glass Arts at the West End Market. There are other people who said, you know, Sheila Smith said, in addition to the crop art show and, of course, the highly competitive fine arts show, the creative activities building is always a must-go for me. The sheer volume and variety of great things made by everyday people, many of them amazing, always reminds me of how many talented people are in Minnesota.
If there was a place one could go to be reminded of all of these suggestions, Marianne.
Well, you know, we're going to have all of this information up on the current blog later this morning. We will have links to all the different you know, events, the Arts Affair, the International Bazaar stage, and more. You can find that all. And of course, if you want to just be reminded on a daily basis of how wonderful the Minnesota arts scene is, you might want to check out the State of the Arts blog NPR News. We kind of talk about that on
the
daily
basis.
It's
kind of where I was going, actually. Yeah. now, you got all these suggestions on the blog?
No, on Facebook.
On Facebook,
actually. I just put the call out and people just responded.
So people just need to follow you on Facebook, basically.
Yes, and you're welcome to follow me on Facebook if you want to talk about the arts.
Marianne Combs is the name.
Yes, that's me.
That's awesome. Well, we appreciate all of this, just again, just wealth of suggestions here today. And another reminder of what the State Fair is. It's so much more than, I would say, animals, greasy food, and inflatable plastic things is the other thing that I always think of.
On a stick.
Right. Marianne, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. And happy State Fair.
Happy State Fair to you, too. And we're going to provide links and more. A little later on, you'll find this, the Weekend Arts Roundup post over at thecurrent.org. Marianne Combs, who writes the State of the Arts blog over at mprnews.org.